I could feel the power of whatever lay beneath the shadow as it dug deep into my flesh and encircled my heart. One squeeze, a single moment of time. I couldn't breathe. I tried to move, attempted to pull at whatever tethered my body. It was no use. This was my flesh, my destiny, my ending. I had known there was something in the darkness waiting for me. I hadn't known it would be the darkness itself, the absence of light. It didn't matter that my kingdom had been named for the dark, while my enemy, or the one that should have been my enemy, for the light. This was new, a depth I hadn't known existed before now. I tried to open my eyes. However, it was as if something were pressing down on me, forcing the life from my body even as it took control. I couldn't allow this. I wouldn't allow this. I was the king of Obscurité. I was Easton, the dual wielder of earth and fire. I was perhaps one of the strongest wielders of my time, and I would not allow anyone to control me. Then, even as I thought the words that had been simultaneously the bane of my existence and the strength of my convictions, the fingers that weren't truly fingers squeezed my heart again. I tried to catch my breath, attempted to fist my hands at my sides. I gritted my teeth and tugged against my bonds. Nothing happened. It was as if I were thinking all of these thoughts, trying to move, and yet nothing happened. My body was not my own. My mind was the only thing left, and still, these fingers were moving up my chest, across my jaw, and then burrowing into my brain. I could feel them slowly caressing my mind and squeezing, forcing their will upon me as I got lost in the darkness. Perhaps I was even the darkness itself. The cursed, the demented, the lost. Maybe I was the hand of the puppeteer, the one controlling so much of what was happening in my realm. The one I'd thought had orchestrated so much beyond fulfilling a prophecy that I was destined to watch, but not claim as my own. I wasn't Easton anymore. I was made up of the dreams of the darkness itself, and the claim of the master who held that hand, that shadow and smoke. Then the hands, or whatever they were, left me, and I fell to my knees, the impact sending shocking pain rocketing through my kneecaps and into the rest of my body. That agony opened my eyes, and I could finally see. I wasn't just a thought, a mind, a hapless soul in the cosmos. I was Easton again. I wasn't lost, nor was I found. I put my palms on the ground, trying to feel the earth beneath my skin. I had always been an earth wielder, just like I had always been a fire wielder. I had been able to feel the elements around me from the moment I was born. I'd been able to wield, even if I hadn't known what I was doing. Like most children my age, I had been bound, so I wouldn't harm myself or others until I learned control. Some didn't come to their wielding until maturity, but I was special. I was the son of the queen, grandson of the old king, who, with the Lumiere King, had destroyed the realm during the fall. I had that power beneath my skin, running through my veins. And all along, I had fought every ounce of pressure and torment that came with being who I was. At least, I thought I had. I'd never known what it would feel like to not have wielding within me. As I searched for my earth wielding to save myself, as I tried to protect those under my care, I felt nothing. The absence of power was suffocating. There was no earth, no fire to call. Though the power was within me, there was no element to reach out to in order to bond. Because I had taught Lyric, I knew that even though the power was within us, even trying to control us and overwhelm us at times, it was also what we called upon from around us to form that symbiotic relationship with the territories and the realm. At the thought of Lyric's name, that shadowy hand clutched my heart again, and I fell to one elbow, gasping out of breath. I wanted to scream, needed to shout at something, but I had no voice, no breath. I had nothing.